It's funny that that's the name I was going to make up.
To us a bit about what you do. Could you please tell us how long you've been in this profession and what drew you to it?
Okay, I've been working as a befriender for about a year and a half now, and before I had my children I was a health visitor, so I was used to going and helping mainly women in situations sort of maybe through their pregnancies and afterwards, so that's where my background is.
Do you have someone that you've met recently that you'd like to talk about then that you kind of particularly find an interesting case study for us?
Yeah. There's a lady, I'll call her Lydia, although that's not her name, and she was from Eastern Europe and she'd been living in England for about 2 years, I think, and found herself, she was pregnant, the boyfriend that she was with was not interested, so she was having to make the decision whether to carry on with the pregnancy on her own. And she was Catholic, and that was an issue for her because she, her personal values were that she didn't think abortion was right. So, but she was in a situation where it was going to be really difficult bringing a child up in a strange country on her own. She couldn't go back home to her own country because her family would be really disappointed with her if she'd got pregnant outside of marriage. So, but what we did is a listening service, and we're just there to help the person come to that decision, give them any information they might need about to help them make that decision, whether it might be about housing, about benefits, about abortion, what actually is involved in abortion, where you might go if you're having an abortion. So we have about 3 sessions with her where we process that. We also give decision-making tools to help her look at gains and losses of each choice. As a result of that process, at the end of it, she decided she was going to go ahead and have a baby. Okay.
What would you advise to other women in Lydia's situation right now?
I would say to contact us, because it's not an easy decision to make. And quite often you're maybe getting pressure from maybe family or partners or whatever to go one way or the other, and it's important to be making a decision that's right for you. And we're somewhere where we're totally non-judgmental. We have no opinion about which decision you should make. We can give you information that might help you make that decision, and also we can give you ongoing support whatever decision is made. So if you decide to carry on and go ahead with a pregnancy, we can support you with befriending. If you decide to have a termination and afterwards you're finding it difficult, we have a post-abortion support which we can give you, so we can support you whatever decision you make.
So how do you think Lydia's journey would have been different if she hadn't had the help from your organisation?
I think it would have been a much more lonely decision, because she would have been making it on her own. One of the things we were able to help her, because we continued the ongoing befriending once she'd made the decision, she chose to work with us afterwards. And one of the things we were able to help with was get a doula service. When she actually had to go in hospital to give birth, she had nobody. She has a sister in the country, the sister has a family, so she wasn't able to be there because she was looking after her own family. So she would have had to give birth on her own without anybody that she knew in the hospital. So we were able to introduce her to doula service, and she met somebody who was able to be there with her and explain what was happening and be there during the birth and afterwards to give us support in the first sort of week of the baby's life. And then continually she's off work at the moment but needing to go back to work, so we're able to help her looking at benefits and all those sorts of areas.
Right. So roughly, how many women come through your doors every year?
It's around about 180 women. Well, through the door, probably not. We get a lot of people on the phone. But not everybody comes in. It's about 180 in total.
Oh, wow.
And probably about 60 probably through the door.
Jamie and Rachel.
And overall, what would be your kind of message to someone who's in a position where they feel like they're not sure what to do? they're pregnant and they're quite confused?
I would say contact us, because we're there to help. We know all the organisations locally. We know, you know, the local abortion clinics. We know about housing. We know about benefits. If we don't know about it, we can find out where you can find out more information. So quite often, in order to make that decision, you need more information, but also you need a space. It's a free service, and you need space where nobody's telling you what to do, but you have a chance to think about the decision, and that whatever decision you make, we can support you ongoing in that decision.
Thank you very much, Lydia, and we hope you continue to help lots of ladies in that situation, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.